Right now, I'm being joined by the head coach of the Pueblo East Eagles, Coach Valdez. And Coach, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, tell us about your squeaker of a win over a tough Mesa Ridge Grizzlies ball club Friday night, 21-18.
Yeah, we had a real talented Mesa Ridge ball club come down Friday night to Pueblo. You know, we started fast. We did everything we wanted to do to start the game. Mesa Ridge was able to weather the storm, claw back in it in the second half. You know, classic high school football, you know, goal line stand there at the end. A lot of emotions, a lot of adrenaline, and obviously, you know, being victorious in that situation, there's nothing like it.
You guys were really effective in the running game on the offensive side of the ball, and you were led by your senior running back, Blake Nazario.
Yes, Blake Nazario ran the ball very, very well for us, very effective. The big guys up front took care of their business and were able to win their matchups. And, you know, in a classic football game, you're able to run the ball, control the clock, move the chains. It's going to put you in a position to win the game.
Speaking of your offensive line, show some love to the big guys. Who are some of the standouts on that line for you?
You know, we're fortunate enough to have five senior offensive linemen that have been playing together their whole lives, you know, from left to right. Sammy Duarte, big Ike Herrera, center Steven Musso, right guard Evan Ortiz, and right tackle Brock Mays. So, I mean, it's a great group to be around. They're hard workers, they're physical, and, you know, they don't get a lot of the praise, and so it's nice to be able to talk about them every now and again.
Talk about your defense. They were very effective on Friday against Mesa Ridge. In fact, they even caused a turnover.
Number 12, Delvin Otta, senior linebacker. I believe free safety number 5, Gregory Guerra, caused the fumble. Delvin was able to secure possession of the ball before it got out of bounds. You know, Mesa Ridge was driving at the time. I believe they're, you know, down near the 10-yard line. So it was a big play, very impactful play, and we're very thankful and fortunate enough to be able to get the ball.
Now, looking ahead to this weekend's ball game, you got Cheyenne Mountain. They're 3-0. The Hawks are coming in. Or what do you expect from those guys?
Well, you know, they're, like you said, they're a 3-0 undefeated 4A ball club. So we have a lot of respect for them. They execute well in all three phases of the game. They're well coached. They've got good personnel. So we're preparing diligently, and we're going to the game very focused.
As a coach, you never look ahead. But have you had any problems this week keeping the kids focused with your two big rival games coming up in the next 2 weeks?
No. That's funny that you spoke about it, because that's exactly what we talked about Sunday in our coaches meeting, Monday in our film study, that, you know, this can't be a trap game for us where we're looking ahead to Pueblo West in week 5. You know, all of our attention has to be on Cheyenne Mountain, not the upcoming homecoming dance, nothing like that. You know, I want my guys focused on academics, being eligible to play, and then being able to do their job, alignment and assignment football Friday night.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we wish you the best of luck on Friday night against Cheyenne Mountain.
All right, thank you so much. We're excited. Hope to see you there.
We're now being joined by the head coach of the Cheyenne Mountain Red Hawks, Coach Jay Saravis. And good afternoon, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Coach, talk about your 48-0 blowout win of Sierra last week.
You know, I really don't worry about the score as much. I'm just glad that everybody got on the field, and every week we're working to get better and just execute the plan. And long as the kids start getting their techniques down and getting better at football week to week, that's all that I care about. So score, you know, I try not to run up scores on teams, but we just go out and do our thing.
Talk about your quarterback, Bruce Archambault, who has really been steady so far in the first 3 weeks of the season.
He's a fantastic kid. His work ethic is phenomenal. And what people don't realize is you see the stats, but he's had another 3 touchdown passes called back as a penalties this year, so his stats are even better. He's just a great kid. He's very coachable, and he's always he's working to learn and get better, and the team has embraced him. So we're really happy with him. He's just a great guy to have around.
Against Sierra, you amassed 215 yards rushing, and that was led by your senior running back, Nico Gallardi.
Yeah, he's another great kid. He's a phenomenal student in the classroom, you know, and as you know, he's a state champion wrestler, and he's been an All-American in the past, and just one of those silent leaders on the team. Great kid to have around, type of kid you'd want your daughter to marry. But when time comes down to it, he's one heck of a football player. He really is. He's amazing.
And obviously, you know, 215 yards rushing in a game is not possible without the front five on that offensive line.
Well, they've been doing well, and we actually played with the short field a lot. So, you know, the number doesn't mean anything to me. It's really more about how they blocked, how they executed. But the one thing about this year's team is they are really, really coachable. Their work ethic and practice is as good as I've seen in my 27 years of coaching high school football. And, you know, it's kind of like a selfless bunch of kids. So they work hard, and our scout team works them really hard as well. So we're in a good place right now. I just want to keep it moving.
Yeah. Defensively, who are some of your standouts?
The whole team. I mean, the best thing that happens to us is we have a lot of multi-sport athletes. So we have our wrestlers on the football program. So our DNs are amazing. So Nico is having the year we expected. This is his fourth year playing varsity. Jesse Boley is playing out of his mind. Our linebackers of Hayden Kuppenheimer and Jake Quadhammer and Eli Logan, they've been amazing. And we have a very good secondary who's all returning back. So this is a really good bunch of kids. Owen Grownie. All of them. I mean, I can just name off the whole team, and I'm happy with every one of them. Colin Reagan has stepped up, and he's a little bit undersized, but he's so aggressive and he plays with so much heart. He's been a blessing for us. And I always say to our guys, the one thing a big kid doesn't like is a fast kid. And Colin's been too fast for a lot of the guys he's been playing against. So that helps a lot.
Coming up,
Matt Lassard as well, the other D tackle. He's been playing great.
Okay. Outstanding. Coming up Friday night, you got a big matchup with Pueblo East, who defeated a very talented Mason Ridge ball club last week. What do you know about the Eagles?
Yeah, well, Mason Ridge is getting much, much better. So that's a heck of a game. This Pueblo East is very, very well coached. Typical type of Pueblo kids. They show up, they're going to hit you, they're going to never slow down at you. They are a team that's going to let us know what level of football we're playing at right now. They're big, they're fast, they're aggressive, and very well coached.
Well, Coach, as you continue in this non-league action, what are you looking for out of your team as we edge closer to league play?
Really, it's about getting the system down and understanding how to block the different fronts. So every team gives you something a little bit different. And so when our guys get into our league play, they'll be prepared for anything that gets thrown at us. If it's an odd front, an even front, a 4-3, a 4-2, a 3-4, whatever it might be, that our guys won't panic when they see something thrown at them. And they just understand their rules and their assignments. And they just do what they're coached to do. So if we can get to the point by our league games where there's really no panic, they're like, we've seen this, we can handle this, I'm happy with what we got.
All right, Cheyenne Mountain, the Red Tail Hawks. I love that new mascot you guys have up there. You'll be taking on Pueblo East Friday night at 7 o'clock. Coach, thank you for joining us this afternoon, and good luck against the Eagles.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.